In Helmand Province in southern Afghanistan, NATO targets Taliban insurgents in an offensive launched this week and dubbed Operation Achilles. On a road near Kandahar, a suicide bomber attacked a Canadian convoy, wounding 5 civilians, and U.S. officials say there has been an increase in bombings and a resurgence of Taliban and Al-Qaeda operations in the last year. Such developments worry members of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee and Chairman Joseph Biden.
The last year has been the bloodiest since the ouster of the Taliban.
Another senator, Russ Feingold of Wisconsin, questioned Assistant Secretary of State Richard Boucher.
That strikes me as a pretty profound failure of our policies. Do you agree?
We're there. We're trying to meet them. And I think we're better set up this year to deal with that than we were in previous years.
What does it say about our policies, though, that have caused...
It says we haven't finished the job.
Boucher says NATO has increased its presence in the country to 23,000 troops. The U.S. troop number is up by 3,300 this year, also now at 23,000. Military and government leaders say a NATO-led offensive in the south last year turned back challenges by the Taliban.
We stopped them from achieving their goals last year, but we haven't established dominance or got them on the run yet.
Boucher says the Bush administration is seeking $2 billion from Congress this year for new roads and other reconstruction in Afghanistan. Attention also is turning to Afghanistan's lucrative poppy crop. The U.S. claims that more than 90% of the world's opium comes from these fields. NATO forces will try to eradicate narcotics crops, but Boucher says much more help is required.
You have to build a different rural economy. So it's not you give them a different crop. It's you give them a road and electricity and irrigation.
As winter turns to spring, there is concern now that the Taliban and Al-Qaeda will launch new military offensives from the eastern mountains and in the south. U.S. officials insist coalition forces are more capable this year.
The enemy has been spending the winter, you know, building bombs and designing tactics, and it's going to be nasty, it's going to be difficult, but I think we're better able to cope.
Senators on the Foreign Relations Committee expressed skepticism, but with terrorist and Taliban forces still present in the country, the U.S. lawmakers say failure is unthinkable. Jim Fry, VOA News.